Nearly 1,000 students at San Francisco high schools protest officials ignoring sexual misconduct. By Penny Starr on December 11, 2021. Hundreds of students at San Francisco high school staged a walkout on Friday to protest officials whom they say are ignoring claims of sexual harassment and even assault. The students gathered in front of San Francisco City Hall chanting and carrying signs that said "No means no." People have been pushing for change for so long and SFUST isn't listening. Elia Baruch, a senior at Lowell High School and one of the organizers of the Friday protest, said in a San Francisco Chronicle report. "It's to the point where we need to miss our own education to tell SFUST there needs to be change," Baruch said. "I pretty much don't know a single girl on campus that hasn't been harassed sexually. I've been harassed on campus and off campus. It needs to change," Baruch said. The Chronicle reported on the students' grievances, including being groped in school hallways and suffering verbal abuse. District officials have acknowledged the issue and say they are working to respond to student demands and ensure those reporting incidents are supported. "The issue of sexual harassment and assault is not new," students said. "It was happening before the pandemic, through distance learning online, and has continued as students return to in-person learning in August." The students from many of the district's high schools have organized using social media and online message groups to coordinate and support each other's efforts. The walkouts have renewed a Youth Me Too movement, spreading from one high school to another, offering students not only a sense of empowerment to address the ongoing crisis of sexual assault and harassment, but arguably giving teens a unifying purpose after months of isolation. The report includes staggering statistics representing thousands of, and increasing, attacks on women. It's unclear whether there are more assaults and harassment, or simply increased awareness of incidents. According to the most recent national data available, there were 14,938 incidents of rape, attempted rape or sexual assaults reported in K-12 schools in the 2017-18 school year, up from 9,649 in 2015-16, a 55% increase. That jump coincided with awareness raised through the hashtag MeToo movement. "I think that students, adolescents have felt relatively abandoned," Dr. Jean Noble, director of UCSF Emergency Department COVID-19 Response, said in the report. "There's certainly a lot of pent-up fear, anxiety and anger. And that fuels the fire," Noble said. Noble joins a growing number of experts who are noting the devastating toll on young people as schools were shut down and children faced isolation at home during the coronavirus pandemic. School supervisors Hillary Ronan and Myrna Melgar both spoke at the rally. "It is absolutely unacceptable that one out of two women are sexually assaulted in their lifetime," Ronan said. "We stand behind you in this struggle. Being safe at school is a minimum," Ashley Chan, a Lincoln High School senior, said. "Without action being taken, I can't be the person I want to be." School Superintendent Vince Matthews sent families a letter addressing the issue. "Sexual harassment has no place in our schools. SFUST is committed to taking all appropriate steps to make sure we educate, prevent, and address any incidents of sexual harassment that occur in our schools," Matthews said. Matthews said the district will convene a sexual harassment student advisory group. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.